Hello, and welcome to NDT Now's podcast game, exploring topics in NDT which affect your business. I'm your host, Mary Beth Michelli. Today's podcast is brought to you by Edify Technologies, the world leader in advanced non-destructive testing solutions designed to always keep you beyond current. For more information, visit edify.com. On today's podcast, we have CJ McLaughlin from SIAPS. But many of you might know him better from the NASCAR Xfinity series. CJ, thanks for being here today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
So CJ, for our listeners out here who don't know you, can you start off by telling us a little bit about your technical background and what you do for SIAPS during the weekdays?
Yeah, so I graduated from Wentworth Institute of Technology with a bachelor's in mechanical engineering in 2013. Took me 6 years for a four-year degree, but hey, I still got that. Look at that piece of paper. And so I'm a mechanical engineer by trade, and I work as a sales rep slash sales engineer for SIAPS, working with their handheld analyzers, both their LIB system and their XRF system.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit more about SIAPS and the systems that you work with?
Yeah, so SIAPS was developed by Don Sackett. He came out with the first carbon analyzer, first handheld carbon analyzer. And then once his non-compete ran out, he started up his XRF side. So we do all handheld technologies. We're in different verticals, from the mining and geological to the scrap metal industry to the PMI, NDT markets, doing alloy and different kinds of analyses on for different chemical elements.
Excellent. So now, can you tell us a little bit more about what you do on the weekends?
Yep, I'm a steering wheel holder in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We started racing together, SIAPS and I, back in 2018. And in 2019, I made my jump to the NASCAR Xfinity Series, which is a huge jump for me and a huge jump for the company. So that's been really exciting to work with SIAPS on that stuff.
That is really exciting and not something you hear very often of an NDTer who is also racing on the weekends.
Or a race car driver that has to work for a living too.
True, true. So how did you get into racing?
My father raced growing up. So like from the ages of when I was like 4 to 12, I would go to watch him race like every weekend. And then the track we were at opened up a kids class. So once they opened that up, my dad's like eyes lit up, and we went to the junkyard, picked up an old Chevy Cavalier, cut the roof off, threw a roll cage in there. And people always ask, like, oh, did you start on go-karts? Like, no, I started on a full-size, five-speed Chevy Cavalier that I learned how to shift and drive around.
And how old were you then?
I was 10 when that started, so that was back in 2003.
Wow. It's funny because that's often how people get into NDT, that their dads did it. So it's sort of funny that that's how you got into racing.
Yeah.
So do you ever think about or ask your team what kind of testing is performed on your vehicles?
Yeah, so we actually use Magnaflux a lot on our hubs and spindles. Those are some of the greatest stress points in the race car. Our suspensions are so stiff that the stress kind of gets absorbed right in the hub and spindle area. So I think what our like the pre-process, like every three races, and our standard operating procedure, as the NDT guys would call it, is to take out those spindles and hubs and make sure that Magnaflux and that there's no stress propagation, crack propagation happening, because that can be really faulty when you're going through a corner at 190 and something happens to the hub, which actually happened to me at Vegas. A lower ball joint broke. Which we don't actually NDT, but or a ball joint broke going into a corner and sent me into the wall. So faulty mechanical failures happen at those high speeds, don't feel so great.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we watched that one, so we're glad you're okay.
Thanks.
And since this is our NDT business focused podcast, I'd like to briefly touch upon work-life balance and the opportunities that SIAPS has afforded you. you know, in my mind, this is has to be the direction companies need to move towards. Maybe not quite to the extent that PsyOps has with you, but in order to attract the younger generations, you know, they've all stated that that's a huge consideration, work-life balance. So I guess if you can touch upon what has this arrangement with PsyOps meant to you, and what are your thoughts on how this type of arrangement or the work-life balance will help to attract younger people to the NDT industry?
Yeah, so first off, I'm very fortunate to be able to take off time to go racing, because that was an issue with one of my former employers when I was actually working on NDT industry, was not being able to take off Thursday and Fridays to go racing. That was also a small startup and very hard to take time away to go racing when they have jobs scheduled and they need field technicians out there on a job and they're lacking field technicians. So I understand where they were at, and I was at a good position with PsyOps to be able to take that time off. I understand, like you said, that not every company can go out and sponsor every employee's hopes and dreams, but I think the companies that can make time and accommodations for their employees, those employees, when they are working, will give their 120%, even more, because they do appreciate that. You know, they know if a company does take care of them, that they're going to take care of the company, because they want to continue on making that company money so that they can make money themselves. I think people do realize that, employees do appreciate that happening. So it's just figuring out what that accommodation needs to be.
Yeah, and I think with COVID, at least other than, you know, field technicians having to be in the field at a certain time, there's been a lot more movement towards flexibility and schedule, and people being able to do something they're passionate about outside of work, and really get both things done without having to spend a lot of or without having to juggle their schedule as much. In particular, I feel like busy people who are doing a lot of things get a lot more done because right. They have to, right? You know, right. So when you're working, you are working 120%, like you said, and you get all of your work portion done, and then you go out and, you know, work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think Kevin O'Leary, the investor, talks about that a lot, right? Give a task to a busy mom and they'll get it done quicker and faster than anyone else.
That is true, I can tell you from experience. So is there anything else you want to let the listeners know about before we sign off?
I understand how tough it is working 60, 70 hours a week sometimes trying to get jobs done, and then the daily, not only like the other stuff that comes with it, just like the daily life stuff of, like, you know, trying to schedule a dentist appointment or something stupid can add up. And that's like, I think something that's tough with those companies is, like, I have friends that, you know, work desk jobs and they already have these benefits of companies that just will do random tasks for you that come along with like their HR benefits. And I feel that like the NDT companies don't really have that when it's like, we're the ones working hardest. I remember when I was racing with my dad, the toughest things, you know, and NDT guys are traveling, NDT people are traveling much more than what my dad was doing as a truck driver. But like these businesses that are open 9 to 5, that's, we're working, you know, 7 to 7, you know, we're working, mm-hmm. you know, those long 12-hour days, and it's hard to get to those businesses or get anything done with those businesses that are just open from 9 to 5. It's really easy to neglect stuff and have life just, you know, work take over your life.
Agreed. And I think in order to work at your highest potential, it's really important to find something else that you're passionate about, because it gives your brain a little break. It gives your body a little break, and it really helps, you know, keep you balanced for
right,
sure.
Right. And you don't have that thing weighing over your head as you're doing a job, or, oh, I gotta get to this. I gotta make this phone call before 5 p.m. because they shut down.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. So where can our listeners see you next?
Up next, we have Talladega the end of April, and then after that, we have Dover. So we have two race weekends right in a row. Talladega has been good to me. I haven't had many major crashes there, so hopefully we can win a big one at Talladega this year.
That'll be excellent. Well, CJ, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth. Really appreciate being on and talking NDT with you.
And thank you for listening today. Remember to join us every month here at ndtnow.com, brought to you by Edify Technologies. Learn more at edify.com.